And joining us on the book club today is Dirk Kussler. He is the author of The Devil's Sea, a Dirk Pitt novel. And if you're wondering, wait a minute, isn't Dirk Pitt and Dirk Kussler, are they the same people? No, they're not. But Dirk is the son of the late Clive Kussler. And those of you who read Clive Kussler know that there's a lot of adventure, a lot of cool things in the novels. This is no exception. The Devil's Sea, we'll talk a little bit in just a minute. But first of all, Dirk, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Louis. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's start a little bit with your background. Where did you grow up? And were you always, because your dad being an author, were you always around books?
Yeah, pretty much. I grew up in California, and my father started writing when I was about 5 or 6 years old, just to divert a little bit. Maybe there's some osmosis there, but some of my earliest memories is we lived in a three-bedroom house, and I had two sisters, and so I had a, being the only boy, I was had a bedroom to myself, but it was also our family den, and my father, he worked in advertising at that point, but he thought he would like to try to become a writer. And so he used to work at nights and on nights and weekends. And so some of my earliest memories is he would come in the den in the evening after he worked all day and after dinner. And I was going to bed, and he would be there at the desk with a yellow legal pad working on a plot, or he would be tapping away at a manual typewriter when he got to the point of writing in some chapters. So I used to fall asleep at night with him writing 3 feet away from me in bed. So maybe there was some osmosis there, I guess, over time. And but when I was about 10 or 12, I guess, we moved to Colorado. And so I really kind of grew up the rest of my childhood in Colorado, and where he continued to write as well.
Was, I think it was Arctic Drift, was that his first one?
The Mediterranean Caper was the first book that he had published, and that was in 1973. And so, yeah, hard to believe if you look at it. We're almost scratching 50 years of Dirk Pitt novels. They've been produced for quite a while now.
And so Dirk Pitt, I'm going to say obviously, but maybe not. That's how Dirk Pitt got his name, from your dad having wanted to name his son in the novel?
Yeah, that's right. So he didn't really start writing until I think I was about, like I said, 5 or 6 years old. So I'll claim that Pitt was named after me, I guess, unless somebody proves me otherwise.
We're visiting with Dirk Kussler. He is the author of the book The Devil's Sea. It's a Dirk Pitt novel. Now, as far as you getting along, starting in writing, when you went to college, did you major in this, or did you want to study this, or you just kind of picked it up from your father?
Yeah, I really picked it up years later. You know, growing up with a father who was a writer, it certainly wasn't a foreign concept. And so I think in the back of my mind, I always thought, oh, I'll write a book someday. But that wasn't sort of my initial career interest. And actually, I worked in corporate finance for a number of years. And actually sort of got tired of that, and I took a severance, and I was kind of kicking around of looking at things to do. And I started to work with another fellow who was involved with my father in writing, and we were talking about writing a nonfiction historical book on aviation, and we actually got sort of a start on that. And it was about that time, not long after, I think my mother had passed, and I think my father was just getting a little bit burned out on the writing process, and he actually approached me, I guess, at that point, having seen that I had an interest in doing some sort of writing, and asked if I'd be interested in working with him on the Pitt series. So it was something that I really wasn't expecting or wasn't planning on, but it sort of melded together, and it was a great opportunity for me to work closely with my father, and doing something that was a great legacy that you know he'd established some years earlier.
And what a great opportunity to be, you know, father, son. You both get along. You both are doing something that you love. Because some people would say, you know, it's not that cool to have a famous parent.
Yeah, I was lucky in some regard because it didn't happen when I was real young. I mean, he started writing, like I said, his first book was published in 73, but it was a couple of years before he had his breakout novel, which was Raise the Titanic. And I was already in high school at that point, and I think by the time he really became more famous as a writer, I was pretty much out of the house and off to college, I think, by then. So I have to say it really didn't have a big impact on me, I think personally, or you know, certainly our relationship with my father.
One of the things, Dirk, that people might have a question about is, well, like in your dad's case and in some other authors as well, who have characters, and so people expect the next book to, you know, feature that same character, and in some instances, the author has to wonder whether he's going to age that character or not age that character. And, you know, when you mentioned Raise the Titanic, the first thing that comes to my mind is the first book your dad was Bell. And Isaac Bell and Steve Malone from Steve Barry. Those are some of the actors, the characters. And so I'm wondering, how does one develop the character and kind of carry it on, kind of like you had to do?
Yeah, I think I joke that they age very slowly. you know, my father, he did make some changes with Pitt. So when he started out, he was a young sort of swinging bachelor. Every novel, he romanced a different exotic woman, and then ultimately he got married. So at that point, he brought in Dirk Pitt's fictional kids, Summer and Dirk Jr., which are twins. And brought them into the fold of the story. So he did sort of make a transition to bring in a family orientation, I guess, to the tales, and age Pitt, you know, to an extent. So obviously it's difficult, you know, you look at real time. Again, the Pitt books have been in print, you know, coming up on 50 years here before long. So he would theoretically be in his 80s, I guess, by now, and might be tough for him to be arm wrestling with some villains at that age. So yeah, you have to kind of use some fictional liberty, I guess, to keep him young and able.
We are visiting with Dirk Kussler. Dirk is the author of the latest Clive Cussler book, The Devil's Sea, a Dirk Pitt novel. And when you're talking about the different characters, as you just mentioned, you know, him staying young and having his kids, in this particular novel, this is your first solo crack at it, right? Because you, as you said earlier, your dad asked you to help him a little bit, and you helped him in, what, 8 previous novels or something like that, but this is the first solo?
Yeah, that's correct. So we worked together on the eight prior Pitt books, and then he passed in 2020. And I think I had just gotten a start, just kind of had formulated the plot on this one. So unfortunately, I didn't really get to spend any time discussing this one with him and getting his input on it. But I think it's pretty true to his format and the flavor of his books, and maybe even some of his earlier books, for that matter.
I think that no one would disagree the fact that the pandemic and everything that's been going on in the world, you know, we're kind of tired of reading some bad news. And there are plenty of books out there about whether it be the pandemic, the election, what's going on in China, etc. So sometimes we need to get away. And you do that in just, I mean, you allow us to get away from that all in this book, The Devil's Sea. And just to kind of, you know, set it up a little bit, the fact that, right from the beginning, you get us on an adventure from that airplane, and then the Himalayas and the shooting. It's like, oh my gosh, this is only like the introduction, and we're already going on a big adventure.
Well, that's sort of the hope. I mean, I think my father used to view himself more as an entertainer than a writer. And I think certainly that's the goal here. Yeah, there's enough bad and depressing news in the world. So if you pick up a fiction book, it's nice to just escape all that and go to a different place that's hopefully fun and exciting and adventurous, and maybe take your mind off some of the drudgery of day-to-day life that that sometimes catches up with us.
But you do, in a way, talk a little bit, write a little bit about, excuse me, about what actually happened when you talk about Tibet and 1959, the takeover of the communists.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, certainly. So the political, I'm sorry, there's usually a historical element to the books, and that's how we started here. And I just found that interesting. None of the Pitt books had taken place in the Himalayas, so that was sort of my starting point to do some research. And then as I got there, I looked into Tibet, and Read some books on Tibet's history, 7 years in Tibet. I found another interesting book about a B-17 bomber crew in World War II that was flying the Hump from India to China, delivering supplies during World War II. And they got blown off in a storm and had to bail out over Tibet. And Tibet was just a totally closed country. The borders were sealed. There were almost no Westerners in the entire country, and it was very, very interesting environment, and really up until the 1950s. And of course, what I touch on in the prologue is the fact that the Dalai Lama, as the spiritual leader of Tibet, came under essential attack when the Chinese came in 1958, and were most likely going to arrest him and remove him from the power that he had in the country. And so he escaped into exile into India. And so I kind of touch on that as part of the introduction, that I have a Tibetan guerrilla crew that were trained by the CIA, which was based on fact, land in the capital of Tibet, Lhasa, to try and help him escape. But they arrived too late. He's already left. But instead of escorting him out, they end up helping a monastery and an important idol that's in this monastery that has importance to the Dalai Lama and Tibetan Buddhism later in the story.
And when I mentioned about the introduction, you just touched upon it a little bit there, where the plane is leaving and Ram is running. He has this statue, throws in the airplane. Then he gets on the airplane, but then something happens immediately, and I'm not going to talk about that. But, I mean, readers are in for quite a surprise.
Yeah, I think so. And it's always sort of fun to have a hunt, I guess, for something. And that statue becomes important both for the Dalai Lama and the Buddhist in Tibet, and also the Chinese, I guess, for reasons that go beyond just the spiritual element of that. So that creates, I guess, the conflict and the chase that takes place throughout the Himalayas later in the story.
We are visiting with Dirk Pitt. He is the author of the latest book in the Dirk Pitt series, The Devil's Sea. You mentioned earlier about Dirk Pitt getting married, having a family, and we've been introduced before to his two children. And in this book, it's no different. They're involved in that series as well. And they're out there looking for rare artifacts, and then something happens.
Right. So they find some artifacts in a plane in the Philippines that have some significance, but they don't know what. And they go to return them, and they end up in a museum in Taiwan where they get attacked, and somebody tries to steal the artifacts. So they end up returning them to India, trying to track down the original owners. And so, yeah, that does sort of key in ultimately to the other idol that was taken from Lhasa in the prologue, and then ties into the significance those represent to the Dalai Lama.
As far as character development, as we talked earlier, did your publishers give you any direction as far as where to go, where not to go? Because I guess I'm wondering, when you have such a successful franchise as your dad did, does it bother the readers or the publishers if you change a little bit?
I'm not sure the publisher would have such an impact on that, but I'm sure the readers would, and so that's certainly the line you want to walk, because you don't want to disappoint the readers. I mean, especially 26 books in, people have their visions of what Pitt and the other characters are. So it really doesn't make sense to have them suddenly behave in a different manner or deviate from their history. And I certainly would respect the characters as they were established and have performed in the earlier books. So I would be certainly reluctant to make any changes myself.
What about some of the other franchises? I mean, not just the Dirk Pitt franchises, but as I mentioned, Isaac Bell, and I can't remember the name of the other one, but do they assign different writers, different teams to do that? How does that work?
Yeah, so we have, there's different writers working on each of the other series that have been working for quite some time. So Isaac Bell, we have Jack DeBrule is the writer working on those. We have a Pneumophiles series, which is sort of similar to the Pit books in a way. And those are written by Grant Brown, and he's written several of those. And then we have another adventure series called The Fargos, which is a Sam and Remy. They're a little more lighthearted adventures. And a gal named Robin Bursell has been working on those for a while. And then we have one more series called The Oregon Files, which involves a ship that is sort of disguised as an old tramp steamer, but actually is a very high-tech, modern vessel. And it's a team of sort of good guy mercenaries that go around the world that get involved in actions too. And we have a new writer working on that right now. So all the series are in progress. We've got kind of manuscripts in production, I think, on all of them. And maybe next year we should have a couple of the titles released.
My gosh, I had forgotten about those other series until you just mentioned them. So, but readers do not forget, and they're anxiously awaiting whatever is coming next. Or I'm sure that you get a lot of suggestions as well, fan mail. You should have done this, or why didn't you do this, or et cetera.
Yeah, sure. And some of it's good. They'll suggest some ideas, and sometimes they get a little cockamamie, but it's nice to have input from the readers. And sometimes you never know. It might spur a good idea or good thought. I think my father, had commented that he had talked to somebody who was going to write a book and utilize Captain Nemo, his submarine from Jules Verne's fictional stories, and work that into a modern-day story. And the guy never did. And actually, I think my father ended up using that kind of a similar concept in one of his books. So I guess you never know, but there's no shortage of places to get good ideas.
Because, as you mentioned, these books are for entertainment, for pleasure. However, as in this incident, in this book, and in some of the other books, there are some historical facts in there. And even though you're writing fiction, you have to be careful, I imagine, that you make sure you get those facts correct.
Yeah, sure, certainly. And especially, this one involving in Tibet, it's sort of a sensitive area. And, you learn a lot. I mean, it was educational for me. And I, not to get off on a political side, but I'm certainly much more sensitive to the plight of the Dalai Lama and the Tibetan government in exile there. Many years ago, there was a Free Tibet movement that was very popular, and it's kind of sad, I guess, that sort of have gotten forgotten, I guess, and maybe brushed aside by some of the other impositions on freedom that are occurring in Hong Kong and Western China. But certainly, you don't want to mess up the historical facts or the historical record, and definitely there's a sensitivity to that.
We are visiting with Dirk Kussler. Dirk is the author of the most recent book, The Devil's Sea, a Dirk Pitt adventure, a Dirk Pitt novel. And when you write these things, one of the things that social media has done to us, you can take a book anywhere, whether it be on your phone, whether it be on your tablet, whether you listen to it like I like to do. How has social media and technology affected you as a writer?
I'm kind of lazy on that, to be honest. I think it's important for, especially in the pandemic, I think, to have a social presence to promote your books. And because there's been essentially a shutdown of book signing, so it's more difficult for writers to interact with the fans and the readers in person as a result of that. So in that regard, social media is much more important in terms of being able to reach out to the readers. Stay in touch and have a discourse with them as well.
And what about audiobooks? Because as I mentioned, I enjoy listening to audiobooks. A lot of people, perhaps who have not heard an audiobook, will say, "Well, that's boring. It's just one person reading them." But they've become like different productions. It's almost like you have an all-star cast reading it. And of course, the Kussler series, Scott Brick does an incredible job of reading the books.
I was just gonna mention that because Scott is amazing and he's very much sought after for his talents, and I've just heard from so many people who just love the job that he does for them, and I think it would be disappointing to have any other reader handle the the Pitt book. So I hope Scott continues to read for us for many years.
Tell us a little bit about the cover, because that's very important as well, because people will look at a book and they'll look at the cover and go, oh, that looks really interesting. And the cover to The Devil's Sea is awesome.
Yeah, I was very pleased with that. It was actually a second version. So the publisher, they have their team of illustrators, and they ask, inquire, you know, as even before the book's done, what are some action scenes or sequences that maybe we can use for the cover? And I had initially suggested a scene with one of the submersibles where it's caught up in some deep water turbulence, and kind of a violent scene. And so they put together an illustration for that, which was good, but it just didn't really grab me. And I thought, well, what if we use the airplane, the C-47 from the prologue? And they came back and they did a second version using the plane. And I just thought it was a beautiful cover. And so that's what we went with. And I was very, very pleased with the outcome.
Another thing that you do, Dirk, is you give us a cast of characters so that when we start reading the book, you know who you're writing about or what we're reading about.
Yeah, that was another one of my father's ideas. You know, he just was a very, very imaginative, creative guy, and he liked to think outside the box. He talks about that he was one of the first authors who had his book jacket photo done in color on the back cover. Way back years ago, they were all black and white, and he went to the publisher and said, well, you're making colored, use of colors in the actual cover, why don't you use colors in the photograph? And he thought that was a good idea to have the cast of characters, because some of the books, they do get to be a lot of characters to keep track of. And sometimes if you're not reading the book straight through, maybe you get interrupted and have to set it down for a few days and you come back, you may forget who's who exactly and what that character represents. So he thought that was nice to have a little key up in the front there that you could refer to remind yourself of who the characters are.
And a lot of nonfiction books also have maps and pictures. Yours has map also as soon as you open the book up. But then you also have some very neat sketches.
Right, yeah. We've got a great illustrator out of Phoenix named Roland Dahlquist. And so that was, I think, another idea of my father. Why not add some illustrations to it? And he does both the maps on the end pages, and then also the illustrations that break up each of the sections of the book. And so he's been doing that for about 15 years now, and it just adds another little, I think, little kind of tidbit for the reader.
We are visiting with Dirk Kussler. Dirk is talking about his latest novel, The Devil's Sea. Brad Pitt. Dirk, excuse me, Brad Pitt. Wow.
I'll take that.
Okay. A Dirk Pitt adventure novel. You mentioned the pandemic earlier, and you know, you were not able to go out to book signings. You were not able to go to certain things because of the pandemic. But how did it affect you as a writer, because you're stuck at home? Did it encourage you to do more writing, or did it make it more difficult? How was that, Dirk?
To be honest, it didn't have a big impact on me, having just working at home anyway from a day-to-day standpoint. It was difficult, I guess, because my kids were at home from school, and seeing how that they were having maybe kind of a tougher time adapting. And so probably more, it was certainly nice to have additional interplay with my family, which probably took away from my writing a little bit. So I guess it's kind of a funny balance there, but I think, you know, we all had our hardships, I guess, to deal with during that time, and handled it as best we could.
Are you able to go out now more to book signings?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we did have a book signing in Phoenix. I just came back from Phoenix earlier in the week, and I think that was our first signing in a while. And I think even the bookstores are just starting to dip their toe back into live signings. But it seems like most people have gotten used to other means, Zoom and podcasts and so forth, in terms of dealing with authors and new releases. So I don't know. I think it's going to be a while before the inline signings kind of regain their old popularity. But hopefully we'll get back to that at some point.
We'd like to thank you so much, Dirk, for taking the time to be with us. Next time you're in Phoenix, kind of head southwest a little bit more and come visit us in El Paso.
I shall. I shall. That'd be great. Well, thank you, Louie. I really enjoyed being with you today.
And before we leave, is there a website that people can go to find out more about some of the other books that you worked on with your dad, or just some of the other books that your dad wrote?
Yeah, I think KusslerBooks.com, I think, is where most of the other ones are outlaid on there. So, and I think the publisher, Putnam, also has a website under the author's name as well.
Well, thank you again very much, Dirk. We enjoyed it.
Okay, thank you, Louie.
We've been visiting with Dirk Kussler. He is the author of the most Clive Kussler Dirk Pitt adventure, The Devil's Sea. If you want more information about all this, you can go to KusslerBooks.com. The book club is taped and produced in the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Sam Cassiano. You've been tuned to The Book Club. I'm Louis Sines.